T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
216-578-0092. We had Dane Brugler on just a little bit ago. We were talking about the supplemental draft. The Browns might make a move later on today at 1 p.m. They might be able to get Sam Beal. They might draft him. Depends on whether or not it's going to be a second or a third-round pick. If they give up a third-round pick, that's great. If they give up a second, there's going to be some people going, ooh, that's a little bit high. And because it's been, well, basically this is the anniversary, it's been 6 years. Because one of the other names now we think about, famous Browns of the past who they have taken, Bernie Kosar was a supplemental pick. Certainly not too terribly bad. The other one, Josh Gordon. 2012, his first and only Pro Bowl nod in 2013. Returned last year from a multi-year suspension late season. Now, I don't think that we're talking about comparing Sam Beal to Josh Gordon. But 6 years later, Josh Gordon worth that second round pick?
Yeah, I'd say no chance. I'd say almost he's been a bigger problem than he's been someone who's helped this team. And that coming from somebody who was more entertained by Gordon the year that he played in, what, 14 games and would have set an NFL record for receiving yards, potentially, if he would have played the whole season. You've got to be available in this league. You also can't be someone who we're talking about nonstop. Who knows who else he contaminated at times when he was doing what he was doing. And not stuff he wasn't showing up to, failing tests. No, I don't see how you could say when you could have had another stab at a second-round pick at that time, and I went through the list with Owen off the air about guys that were taken in the second round that year. Now, granted, the first round was a total disaster that year, but the guys taken in the second round, it's a bunch of talented players who are still in the NFL and making Pro Bowls that you could have picked. So, yeah, I don't see how you could say it was a success. They didn't win any games, and he hasn't been able to stay on the field. How is that a success?
Well, I tell you what, the way I look at Josh Gordon, and you know I've gone back and forth with Josh Gordon and thinking about him, and there's always a rumor about Josh. You can never, ever, ever get away from it, and we're always going to be holding our breath about Josh Gordon, whether he's a Cleveland Brown or not a Cleveland Brown, because there's certainly been created fans because we've started to fight for him or fight against him. When you have a second-round pick and you look at this guy, you say contamination. I say there's plenty of other reasons with Josh Gordon. You say about the drafting and how there are plenty of guys there. And are you talking the 2013 season? Because they got him in 2012.
That would have been the 2013 draft.
I could look at one of the worst overall drafts for overall talent and put the team that drafted out of that one and said that it didn't really matter. Because I tell you what, I look about this 6 years later, I think he's absolutely worth that second-round pick for that team, for Mike Holmgren, for the Cleveland Browns, for that organization, and now. I think he's absolutely worth that pick, and I'll tell you why coming up next on The Fan. 6 years later, is Josh Gordon worth the second-round pick? You say no.
To this point, 100% no.
You find it incredulous. I would even think about the other side.
Other than people who enjoyed watching him catch touchdowns in the games he was active as opposed to the 56 he's been suspended.
Those were pretty good games, though. Most of them. Some of them were terrible.
How many did they win? Didn't he have an amazing loss record? Every Browns does.
Whoa. Now, hold on.
But aren't they kind of empty if they're just in losses?
Yeah, but you're the one who said it yourself here. This is why I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you. Not that you're wrong. I'm sure plenty of people are going to agree with you. 216-578-0092. 6 years later, was Josh Gordon worth the second-round pick? I think he actually was. And I disagree with you because you brought up yourself. It was called into question. You remember what you were talking about with Sammy Watkins before the show today? Where you had said you've heard people talk about Tyrod. I'm not trying to get off the path here. But talking about Tyrod and basically where wide receivers are going to make a quarterback better. He said, well, you don't think that's true.
I don't think they do.
And I agree with you on that one because I look at how good he is, and I think, yeah, if you're a good wide receiver, if you're really that good of a wide receiver, we still are going to look at you and have to find a better quarterback. Brandon Weeden had 1,600 yards passing to Josh Gordon that year and 9 touchdowns to Josh Gordon. A lot of people still wanted to get rid of Brandon Weeden, And certainly we're more than willing to keep a hold of Josh Gordon the year that he was a Pro Bowler. Josh Gordon has made a lot of problems and a lot of problems for all of us. But let me bring up some things to you here. One, I want to bring up a question of faith. Do you have faith at all that Joe Banner would have put more talent around him, or would have put more talent around the Cleveland Browns? Him and Joe Banner. Who was the other guy?
Come Lombardi?
On. No, yeah. Banner and Lombardi would have put more talent around these guys had he not been drafted in the second round of the 2013 draft.
They had
which
one
there
draft.
Was some talented players there.
I don't know how to answer that. They had one draft.
They had one draft.
That was it.
Okay, do you have faith that the next guy, Ray Farmer, in the second round would have put
I have none. I have because, none with Ray Farmer.
Okay,
no.
But his second round was Joe Bitonio. That was his second round.
Okay.
I look at the history and the faith of the front office. We haven't had a lot of faith in a lot of these front offices, even from the get-go with Sashi Brown. And then you look at some of the second-round picks. Even with some of the non-faith in the second-round picks, there have been a couple of really good second-round picks here. They haven't ended up on the Cleveland Browns because you've missed so terribly bad in other positions. You took DeShone Kizer in the second round last year. That's already a miss. You took Emmanuel Agba the year before. That's pretty decent. You took Nate Orchard. Whatever. Joel Bitonio, pretty nice. Everything else is just different window dressing for it. So I ask what your faith is in those other front offices.
But what does that have to do with Josh Gordon being a success?
But this is the point. You've had good picks before. You've wasted them anyway. I don't think it's necessarily a Josh Gordon problem. Because from why look at Josh Gordon, does he or does he not have talent?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame level talent?
Hall of Fame wasted talent, yes.
Wasted?
Yes.
But you've wasted other picks. See, I find him in a mix of bad Browns history.
Sure, but that doesn't make him any better.
But if you're going to give up a second-round pick, am I going to give up a second-round pick on him, or am I going to give up another pick on another guy that never even got me anywhere
it's
in the first
It's another stab,
place?
At least. I know that guy's going to be eligible.
He will
this
be
guy's
eligible.
Not going to be eligible.
He will be eligible, but at least I did what my job was supposed to do in drafting a guy where I look at it based on the talent that he has. Based on the talent
might
that
have drafted
has,
Le'Veon Bell. Might have drafted Jamie Collins.
But this is the entire point. About
Zach
who,
Ertz.
Again.
Eddie Lacy, Travis Kelce. These are all second-round picks
yes,
in that
obviously.
Draft.
With these guys, though, you're making a bunch of great points. But would these guys, though, flourish with the Cleveland Browns of the past? Or would we still be talking about the Cleveland Browns of the past being in the mess? Would we have let some of these guys go? Like what Sashi Brown did over
sure,
the last couple
maybe,
of years.
Maybe one of those guys would have been a building block as opposed to Josh Gordon, who has been the antithesis of a building block.
Fair, but I get right down to it. Did he or did he not have talent? Did you not know that he had certain serious off-the-field issues? Yes, you knew all this stuff, but you still weren't able to build any sort of a culture, one, because you never had a real quarterback, and you never had anything going for you as far as a head coach. Your organization has been a complete mess during that time, and some of that, yes, is on Josh Gordon. A lot of that isn't even on Josh Gordon because he wasn't even in the building to really involve himself in any of it. So, yes, he is still at his own fault. But if I look at what a draft is supposed to be, supplemental or the real NFL draft, you draft based on talent, and then you figure out whether or not you can support that guy or you can't support that guy. Because I tell you what, you had John Dorsey make a couple of picks this year that were a little bit questionable. Antonio Callaway was a questionable pick because of the off-field stuff. People are fine. Why? Because of what he's done with Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. So if you are able to build any sort of a culture at all or an organization, not even a culture, but a true organization that can take care of these things and do what real football teams are supposed to do, maybe, just maybe, Josh Gordon isn't looked at the same way he's looked at today, and maybe he plays a few more games for the Cleveland Browns.
All that is fine.
I'm not trying to take away. He's his own man. He deserves his own blame. I'm not trying to take away that blame.
All I know is the guy has been suspended for 56 games, and when he's been out there, 10-30 in his career and 1-16 in his last 17. He has not been a factor. He has been a non-factor his entire career in the NFL. They haven't won games, and he has not been eligible for the other games. Think about it. So either they lose with him, or he's not even available, and they don't have him. How is that a success?
Give me the game logs of 2013 if we can, because that was an exceptionally bad season, and then we want to get to the coaching. You go ahead and use Hugh Jackson as a reason. Okay, here we go. He had 125 yards in a 41-20 loss to Cincinnati. He had 237 in a loss to Pittsburgh. He had 261 in a loss to Jacksonville. They lost 32-28. Chad Henne torched him. Who are we blaming after that game? I'm sure you don't remember. It was Joe Hayden because he had the problems covering the local kid who's no longer in the NFL. He had 151 yards in the loss to New England, which again, your defense gave up the loss to New England because Leon McFadden got called on a pass interference that I really don't think was PI, but still, you were able to give up that loss in the fourth quarter. Same thing with a lot of other situations here. So I tell you what, you want to bring up this situation and how bad it was. I can't blame win losses on just Josh Gordon. It takes an entire team and the entire team
of
sucks.
Of course. Of course it does. But again, you asked, has he been a good pick for the Browns, a good supplemental pick? They don't win games with him, and when he's not there, he's not helping them either. So overall, in his entire career, Gordon has not helped the team. He hasn't helped any quarterbacks. In fact, the 1 year they were good and 7-4, what did he do? What did he do when he came back? Ask Kyle Shanahan. Ran the wrong routes, leading to interceptions on Josh Gordon. They blame Josh Gordon. So he has not helped this team in his entire career. I hope, with all that said, I hope he's eligible this year, and I hope this is the year that he actually plays well. Haven't seen it in his entire career, so I'm sure you're counting on it. But as a Browns fan who's watched Josh Gordon his entire career, I can't count on it.
And all these amazing quarterbacks in the past, they've really been able to separate themselves since. No, they haven't been able to.
Brian Hoyer had a winning record.
You coming up next. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Where else but 92.3 The Fan. 216-578-0092. All right, going back to Josh Gordon. I think that the second-round pick was worth it. You think I'm stupid. Not just for that, but for plenty of reasons, but you think I'm stupid for saying that Josh Gordon was worth the second-round pick. My theory is that you have to build something that's going to be worth a damn to support that player. And I think if you were to go up and down the phones and to look at some of these people and say and ask some of these people and go, okay, is the guy Hall of Fame talent or not?
Yeah, hell
talent,
yeah, he is. Hell
talent.
Yeah, he
that's
is.
That's all I'm drafting. I'm drafting talented players. I'm drafting guys that are going to help out my talent. And look at where you're at right now. Now, Mike Holmgren, because it's certainly in hindsight, it certainly ended up being true. We know that that ended up being basically a disaster. Heckert was a pretty decent guy, but you understand. So it ended up being a disaster, and everything else that happened out of it made it look even worse. But you base it on talent. Now we make that comparison to John Dorsey. How many people, you want to do a real poll? Do a approval rating of John Dorsey. It's going to be in the 90s. In the 90s. And you trust John Dorsey. They took Antonio Callaway in the fourth round. This is a man who has been accused of some very nefarious stuff, who has been charged and has had to plead out of some other very nefarious stuff, including credit card fraud. That wasn't the boys being boys 5 years ago. This was last October, buddy. But they took him in the fourth round because, hey, you know, John Dorsey did some great things with Tyreek Hill in that 1 year, and he's going to build himself a nice organization, and we trust him. So if you trust him, if John Dorsey were to take Josh Gordon this year's supplemental draft in the second round because we're on the anniversary of the supplemental draft, then you wouldn't have a problem in hell with it, would you? I don't think anybody would have a problem with it. They'd look at some of those highlights of him at Baylor turning and burning, which is a terrible use of words, but you understand, turning on a dime and going crazy, and people would be losing their minds right now, loving what he did. So if you're drafting talent, I can't guarantee it, but yeah. And I know we're doing this all in hindsight. He's absolutely worth the second-round pick they spent on him. Because look, that isn't even the comparison of the other garbage they've drafted in the past. He's perfectly fine for the second round of the supplemental draft.
Completely talented, and you just simply cannot question any aspect of his talent. I can question at times whether he was doing what his coaches were asking him to do on the field and in practice, because we were hearing things even from Dustin Fox back in the day about loafing and not running the right routes. But the guy's such a freak. The guy's such a freak, he overcame that. He overcame all of that and put up one of the great single seasons in NFL history and was as entertaining as it gets. You just threw the ball to him. And maybe he was the one guy who finally made a quarterback better over you know, a short time span. However, I think availability is so the key in that sport. And not to mention, there is a risk and reward for a guy. There's a reason he was in the supplemental draft to begin with. There was a risk reward. I guarantee there were some teams that didn't even have Josh Gordon on their board. Why didn't they have him on the board? Because they probably figured knucklehead, mess, never going to get straight. Can't stay on. Can't stay on the field. Ineligible. How's he going to help us? And those guys would have been proven right through the first, how many years has he been in the league now? 6 years? They would have been proven right. And I guarantee you, they're telling themselves right now, and they probably don't even think about it because they've moved on and they've definitely won more games in that time since the Cleveland Browns. You know what they're saying? We made the right move. So how if they're saying they made the right move, not looking at Josh Gordon, could we say that we haven't done anything but
could
make the wrong move?
Could they have made a better move if he ended up with, now Martavis Bryant ended up being a total mess and they got rid of him. But how would Josh Gordon, can I say unequivocally, Josh Gordon would have had the same problems with the Pittsburgh Steelers
than what
he had with the Cleveland Browns.
I bet so. I bet so.
I can say that he would have.
I don't know that. I don't know, although Kenny Kidd was telling me off the air that he thinks the Browns failed Josh Gordon as much as Josh Gordon failed the Browns. I totally disagree.
Okay, then
I think they should have did more of a Dez Bryant treatment, actually have a babysitter with him 24/7 for a guy that talented. To be left to his own devices at times with the track record that he had before he even got into the league. You knew what you were getting into it. And if you're going to take that guy with that much talent, that maybe fool me once, but fool me twice. No, you give him a babysitter. So I think they both failed each other. You put more on Josh because he's the one who did
life.
What he did to get suspended for all those games. But I think especially the organization that we had with that team.
Well, Kenny, breaking down what you just said, I think you're right about that because it's still if you're the one who's taking him, it's still your legacy that's affected. It's still your good name that's affected. So what's his name? Greg Hardy, the idiot who the domestic violence idiot. The Cowboys pick him up. And the Cowboys could say, well, we're going to follow him all over the world. Well, it doesn't matter if you're going to follow him all over the world. You still picked him up. You're still the one who looked bad. Randy Gregory, who had the drug problems that he had coming out. Well, we think we have a good system and we're going to – nope, you got Randy Gregory, and Randy Gregory has been a mess since you drafted him in the second round with the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago. So I look at Josh Gordon in the same sense that, yes, it's Randy Gregory's fault. Or it's Randy Gregory's problem that he has to deal with if it's substance abuse. Greg Hardy's a bad person. Mm-hmm. I look at Antonio Callaway, you got some real problems on your hands. I don't want to call you a bad person because, yeah, you do play for my favorite football team, and you are a very young person. Hopefully you can change that around. But it's going to be up to the Browns to make sure that he keeps his head above water and doesn't end up doing something stupid. Eventually, it would have to be on the Browns to do the same thing, exact thing, with Josh Gordon.
With all that said, this can change. This can totally change. You realize that. It's not over for Josh Gordon, believe it or not. And I thought it should have been over time and time again. But we are sitting here as of July 11th, 2018, 2 weeks from camp. Josh Gordon's still eligible. What do you know? He can still go out there. He can go out and help this team and be a part of this turnaround. And you know what? It can be one of the great stories for the Cleveland Browns in the past how many years. And one of the great NFL stories that, you know what, they're going to teach at those symposiums that they have. They're going to walk Josh Gordon up there. If he finishes his career, now who knows, it'll be with the Browns. Eventually, he'll be a free agent. Eventually.
Yeah.
Who knows when? It seems like every year it just gets delayed a year. But can you imagine Josh Gordon being able to talk to kids coming from where he came from, having the same issues in college, maybe in high school, maybe guys that have had problems in the NFL and have been on the brink of getting suspended and banned for life. What a great story this could still be.
And you threw this back in my face last segment about this, is that he didn't help with the win-loss record. This was 2013. He had put up 1,646 yards, 9 touchdowns there. This was a team that, remember, had 6 Pro Bowlers on a 4-12 football team. 4-12, they had 6 Pro Bowlers. So there is a difference between some of the talent that you've had and some of the guys that you do, or some of the ways you're putting it together, and your organization and your organization's problem for having it. So I still must go down to the very basis of it. How talented is Josh Gordon? Off the charts. Even now, he still looks talented. If he's that talented, and we're talking about a draft, he's worth that second-round pick then. And he's been a hell of a lot of problems, and he's been caused us a hell of a lot of angst. He's also given a lot of fans a lot of reasons to look forward to anything when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and be optimistic about the Cleveland Browns at all. Because when things were the darkest, we'd start getting the Josh Gordon calls. And you and I would sit here and go, I cannot believe we're still getting Josh Gordon calls. This guy is in a dark place. He's never coming back. And sure as hell, here's Josh Gordon again. And he's playing for the Cleveland Browns again. As of right now, you can never know with Josh. That's a sad thing. There's always going to be a rumor. There's always going to be conversation. There's always going to be a wonder whether or not he's going to be able to keep it on the straight and narrow. That's just Josh Gordon. But from the comparisons of who else they've drafted, the comparisons of who else they could have drafted, even in the 2013 pick, even in the 2013 draft, because you say it could have hit on anything, it could have been a crapshoot. Okay, well, they could have hit on much better players than what they did in the first round of 2014, if we're going to say that. I still see his talent. I have to say, yes, he was worth a second-round pick, even after the fact. And God, for all we know, Josh will turn into old Josh again, and I'll look like a real idiot come around this
time next week.
I
hope not. And you know what? I hope I look like an idiot by saying they should have cut him last year once and for all. And I think you even agreed with me at one point. And I went on and on. Got to cut him. Change the culture. This was before Tsatsi was fired. And I said this is part of the reason why Tsatsi has been so bad as a steward of this organization. And you know what? I hope I look like an idiot. I hope I do. I hope he has an amazing year for the Browns, and he's part of their turnaround.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.